4. A Lime Legacy. The Rosesmoor lime kiln, built in the 1800s, is a well-preserved single-flue stone structure. Lime kilns are found across the common and are Grade 2 listed. They once played an essential role in daily life, processing limestone. Careful restoration work has completed to preserve them for future generations to enjoy, offering a glimpse into the region's industrial past. The kiln itself is made using local limestone, with harder firebricks used inside to endure the extreme heat. Take a closer look, you might see fossils solidified in the stone. Situated close to the quarry and set into the slopes, workers would load the kiln from the top with layers of coal and limestone, then kindling was ignited from the bottom to heat the kiln to temperatures of 1000 degrees Celsius. The resulting powdery lime was carefully scraped out from the bottom and loaded onto wagons for producing quicklime. This vital material was used in agriculture and construction as fertiliser, mortar, and to whitewash cottages, giving that distinctive, bright, clean look so characteristic of rural Wales. Some limestone quarries and kilns produced hydraulic lime. This has a unique characteristic of setting underwater, making it ideal for dock construction, and was used to build Liverpool and Birkenhead docks in the late 19th century. Lime burning ultimately came to an end around 1914. Today, this quiet ruin stands as a testament to the hard work and ingenuity of past generations. The late Victorian Church of St Paul's in Rosesmoor, with its shimmering stained glass windows, was also built using local limestone for the villagers that worked in the rapidly growing lead mining industry. Now it's home to the village outreach shop and tea room. Continue past the lime kiln and take the first right after the farm building. Your next stop is beside the first lay-by on your right along this gravel track. Taking care of the road, here, play audio clip 5.